The president tweeted again about immigration this morning, one day after U.S. border agents closed the port of entry outside of San Diego and fired tear gas into a crowd of migrants. The president claimed, without evidence, that many of the migrants who were running toward a U.S. border crossing were stone-cold criminals. He demanded Mexico deport them back to their home countries and threatened to close the U.S. border permanently. Democrats are railing against the administration's actions. And joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
First of all, could the president really carry through on that promise and shut down the border?
In theory, he could. And in fact, the administration did close the San Ysidro port of entry in San Diego for a number of hours yesterday. Ultimately, there'd be an awful lot of pressure to reopen it. You know, that San Ysidro port alone, there's something like 38,000 cars cross every day. I used to live in San Diego. I spent a lot of time sitting in that borderline. It must have been an awful lot of people who were very inconvenienced by this move. And then at the nearby cargo port, there's something like $42 billion in commerce that flows across that border. So, yes, the president could close that off if he wanted to, but there'd be a pretty stiff price to pay for it.
And Democrats are saying that what happened yesterday is a new low to use tear gas on migrants. What's the reaction today in Washington?
You know, the criticism is not only coming from Democrats. There have been some critics on the right who are calling this a manufactured crisis by the administration. It's certainly true that the administration has tried to funnel all of the asylum seekers from Central America, and there's been a growing number of them, into the legitimate ports of entry. And at the same time, it has sort of close down those valves so that only a relative handful of asylum seekers are allowed to cross the port of entry on any given day. And what that's resulted in is this critical mass of would-be asylum seekers who've now assembled in Tijuana, and their numbers are growing. They're looking at weeks, if not months, before they'll be able to make their asylum claim. And all of that has created a pretty combustible situation.
Now, back in Washington, the president has called on Congress again today to fund a border wall. Lawmakers are back in session this week for the last time before the Democrats take control of the House. Is there any chance that in this lame duck Congress that Trump's going to get his wall?
There's certainly a chance, but I think it's not a real big one. The Congress does still need to fund the Department of Homeland Security and some other branches of the government. Most of the government's already funded well into the new year, but the DHS is still needs to have its funding extended. And so that is a sort of a hook of some must-pass legislation, and that's where the president wants them to add some money for his border wall. The House has included a fraction of the billions of dollars that the president's been asking for. The Senate, where the Democrats have more sway since it'll need 60 votes, I don't think there's much appetite there for funding the border wall. So it all depends on, you know, how hard the president wants to press, how willing he is to go to the mat.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, Scott, I believe he did say that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. So
he said it
here we
times.
Are, but he's asking Congress to do it instead. Is there a possibility that there'll be a government shutdown over this?
It's possible. Again, there's certainly not much appetite for a shutdown on the part of congressional leadership. There may be some immigration hardliners who would be willing to go that far. And we should say this would not be a total government shutdown, even if it were to happen. It would be only those parts of the government that haven't already had their funding extended.
What about the climate report? The administration released it last week when everyone was busy with the Thanksgiving holiday, maybe to bury it amid all the
news. Not everyone, Jeremy. A lot of our colleagues were right here.
I was working.
Reporting on that climate
report. Exactly. So, okay. But is there any chance that that report is going to have any impact on what will happen at the federal level on climate change? This came from the White House.
Yes. I mean, as much as the administration tried to bury it, I think it is going to have some impact. Just this week, you're going to see a small number of lawmakers, bipartisan group, who's going to be introducing carbon tax legislation. That's not likely to go anywhere. But this report can certainly be some ammunition for those who are challenging the administration's efforts to roll back climate regulations in court. The court battle will be over the justification for rolling back those regulations, and the critics will now be able to say, look, your own administration has issued this report saying climate change is real, it's happening, it's costly. And that'll be a tough question, I think, for the administration's lawyers to try to answer.
One more thing, Scott. The president is going to be in Mississippi for two rallies today ahead of the runoff Senate election tomorrow between Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith and Democrat Mike Espy. We've talked a lot about the gaffes that Hyde-Smith has made, saying that she wanted to be on the front row for a public hanging in a state with a history of lynchings. What are you watching for in this election? How close is it, do you think?
The fact that it's even remotely close and the fact that the president is holding a couple of campaign rallies tonight in Biloxi and Tupelo is a surprise and shows a certain sort of weakness. But it's still a very red state. And Mike Espy, the Democrat who's challenging Senator Hyde-Smith, has an uphill battle ahead of him.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.